We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, we know more about nutrition than ever before, but are we eating healthier? Debbie Monterey checks in with a national nonprofit based in our area that's hoping to make healthy eating easier.
You know, your mother always told you to eat your vegetables. So how are you doing with eating those vegetables? Well, did you know that in Brentwood, we have the Produce for Better Health Foundation, and the president and CEO is joining us right now, Wendy Reinhart Capsack. Wendy, how are we doing when it comes to eating our fruits and vegetables?
Oh gosh, you brought it up. We've been hearing forever that we should be eating more fruits and vegetables. Research that's just come out from the Produce for Better Health Foundation indicates that our consumption of fruits and vegetables is actually eroding, and it's almost to the point where it might be falling off our plates entirely. So here's the good news, though. Fruits and vegetables, they're great for your health. They're great for happiness. And who couldn't use a little bit more health and a better mood right now?
Absolutely. But it does seem counterintuitive that our fruit and vegetable consumption would go down when we seem to know more and more about the benefits of a plant-heavy diet. Do you have any thoughts about what's happening?
Absolutely. You know, I think what we've looked at with a lot of the, like, leading behavioral scientists in the nation is we seem to know this information, but we're not, like, doing anything about it. And so we often talk about this behavioral framework that really helps us form habits. And it's, we call it the know, K-N-O-W, feel and do. And so most of us know that fruits and vegetables are healthful. We also want to connect with our eating experience. And fruit might have a really sweet craving. Vegetables seem a little bit harder to do. We got to, like, actually work for those. So how do we kind of shift that feeling so that they actually become more craveable? And then how do we make it easy? How do we actually make this easy to do? We're all so busy. So I have three tips for us to consider for making them both enjoyable and easy that can help us actually create lifelong habits and eat more fruits and vegetables.
All right. You know, my tip for eating more vegetables is a few years ago, I discovered roasting vegetables. And I don't know why no one ever told me about roasting vegetables, but they are, it's like magic.
It is magic. And it's easy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A little olive oil, some salt and pepper. Delicious.
You really think about fruits and veggies first. So, for example, when we looked at this research, and it was called the PDH State of the Plate, essentially American fruit and vegetable consumption trends, what we found is nobody is thinking about fruits and veggies first. And when we think about it, it's like, what comes first? Well, maybe the appetizer. So this, and then tying this into a trend like charcuterie boards or even kidcuterie, for example, now with all the kids being home, is we can create beautiful, delicious charcuterie boards. And what research has shown is when we eat a couple fruits and veggies before the main meal, it's going to increase our consumption. And so just the idea of fruits and veggies first, even, you know, young moms and dads, you know, you're trying to keep the kids' hands busy while you're preparing the meals. Just a little bit of cut up fruit, keep them busy, or some veggie sticks. Gosh, now they've already increased their vegetable or fruit consumption, and it's a win for you. The second one is add fruits and veggies to your everyday meals. Let's think about breakfast. The top pairing for fruit at breakfast time and just overall is cereal, both hot and cold. This is super simple, and it's something that if done over a period of time and repeated could become a habit. what about adding a little bit more veggies, for example, into your omelet, your frittatas, etc.? Some of the biggest pairings for lunch are sandwiches and burgers. Don't skip out, or we've just relegated to the side there, is that lettuce, tomato, and onion. Easy way to add at least one of those onto your sandwiches, burgers, or even your wrap. And then at dinner time, what about the one cheap pan meals? We have a ton of those ideas, along with bowls and crock pot ideas, you know, these one bowl, one cheap meals at fruitsandveggies.org. Adding fruits and veggies to already existing meal occasions or dishes is great. And then the last tip, you gotta repeat it. Habits really come with repetition in the same context. So now the kids expect maybe to get a couple little carrot sticks before dinner. Or we just know now that it's, you know, we're going to add that fruit or those veggies to our breakfast occasions. Or it just becomes habit that I'm going to ask for my sandwich with a little extra lettuce.
I have to totally agree with the fruit platter or the charcuterie fruit board, because you can have a ton of fruit in the fridge and no one's going to eat it, but you cut it up and make a nice little fruit platter and it's gone. It's the strangest thing. What do the numbers look like? How much has fruit and vegetable consumption gone down, and who is eating less than ever?
1 in 10 Americans is actually meeting the recommendations for fruit and vegetable consumption. And you know what they're doing? They have those habits. They're eating fruits and vegetables at every meal or snack occasion to get to those recommendations. That sounds a little daunting. But people can do it. And it really comes down to their planning and their mindset. The rest of us are, you know, maybe still struggling. So most Americans are what we would call late frequency eaters. They're eating most of us in America are eating one vegetables one time a day, and fruit even less than that. Interestingly, this research shows that some of our young children, they're actually down for both fruits and vegetables. And that's really concerning, as are some of our young millennial and Gen Z parents, and people kind of in this middle age bracket where you're, you know, essentially a chauffeur driving the kids around everywhere. That's concerning, because what that means is those family habits have fallen off. The declines that we're seeing in our youngest children, I'm talking 1 to 3 years, where we're just forming those taste palates, and everybody wants to do the best for their kids, right? So those are some of the groups where we have a really big opportunity to make some improvements that can last a lifetime.
Well, definitely food for thought.
So we're a nonprofit organization. You mentioned a St. Louis based, a St. Louis native you're talking to right here. The Produce for Better Health Foundation is the only national nonprofit organization that's 100% dedicated to promoting fruit and vegetable consumption. And that means fresh, frozen, canned, dried, and 100% juice. And we're focused on making it easier, and by doing so, helping Americans live happier, healthier lives. So go to fruitsandveggies.org, and you're going to get tons of easy tips and tricks and recipes.
Wendy Reinhart-Capsack is the president and CEO of the Produce for Better Health Foundation, joining us on KMOX. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.